first part of my podcast is going to be a brief information about the play. So Twelfth Night by William Shakespeare takes place in the Kingdom of Illyria. We start off with meeting Viola, who is shipwrecked on the shore of Illyria, thinking that her twin brother, Sebastian, is dead. A friendly sea captain tells her about Orsino's courtship of Olivia, and Viola says that she wishes she could go to work in Olivia's home. But Lady Olivia refuses to talk to any strangers, leaving Viola to decide that she cannot look for work with her. So she decides to disguise herself as a man, taking on the name of Cesario, and goes to work in the household of Duke Orsino. Duke Orsino lies around listening to music, pining away the love of Lady Olivia. He cannot have her because she is in the mourning of her dead brother and refuses to entertain any proposals of marriage. Viola, disguised as Cesario, quickly becomes a favorite of Duke Orsino, who makes Cesario his page. Viola finds herself falling in love with Orsino, a difficult love to pursue as Orsino believes her to be a man. When Orsino sends Cesario to deliver Orsino's love messages to disdainful Olivia, Olivia finds herself falling in love with Cesario. Meanwhile, Viola loves Orsino, Orsino loves Olivia, and Olivia loves Cesario, creating this love triangle. Meanwhile, we meet the other members of Olivia's household, her drunk, alcoholic uncle Sir Toby, and his foolish friend Sir Andrew, who is trying in his hopeless way to court Olivia. Olivia's witty and pretty waiting gentlewoman, Mariah, Bestie the clever clown of the house, and Malvolio, the dwarf prudish steward of Olivia's household. When Sir Toby and the others take offense at Malvolio's constant efforts to spoil their fun, Mariah engineers a practical joke to make addressed to her beloved, who thinks is significant by the letters M-O-A-I, telling him that if he wants to earn her favor, he should dress in yellow stockings and cross garters, act haughtily and smile constantly, and refuses to explain himself to anyone. Malvolio finds the letter, assumes that it's addressed to him, and filled with the dreams of marrying Olivia and becoming noble himself, happily follows its commands. He behaves so strangely that Olivia comes to think that he is potentially mad. Meanwhile, Sebastian, who is still alive after all, but believes that his sister Viola is dead, arrives in Illyria along with his friend and protector Antonio. Twelfth Night is a romantic comedy, and romantic love is the play's main focus, despite the fact that the play offers a happy ending in which the various lovers find one another and achieve wedding bliss. Shakespeare shows us that love can cause pain in so many different ways. Twelfth Night, it also focuses on the themes of illusion, deception, disguises, and madness. So for the next section of the podcast, I'm going to do a text-to-text connection. With the theme of unrequited love in Twelfth Night, it reminds me of a story I once read called A Love Like Ours about two main protagonists named Aria and Ryan. Aria and Ryan are best friends, but Aria has feelings for Ryan, who has a girlfriend, leaving Aria to deal with the feelings that are not reciprocated. This kind of ties in with the situation of Viola / Cesara and Duke Corsino, because they do have a very, very good relationship, but Viola is in love with Duke Corsino, with the exception of her disguise. In Twelfth Night, Shakespeare lets us know that there are times where we have strong romantic feelings for someone, only to find out that they don't feel the same way about us or has feelings for someone else. He lets us know that it's also a one-sided experience that can leave us feeling pain, grief, and shame. Now I will be sharing 5 fun facts about Shakespeare's Twelfth Night play that you may not know. Number 1, the first recorded performance of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night was on Candlemas 1602. Samuel Pays, who didn't care much for Shakespeare plays, went to see Twelfth Night 3 times, despite thinking that it's a silly play. The play has been turned into a musical on numerous occasions. These include Your Own Thing, 1968, Music Is, 1977, the Elvis Presley Jukebox Musical, All Shook Up, 2005, the Duke Ellington Jukebox Musical, Play On, in 1977. Number four, the first film adaptation of Shakespeare's Twelfth Night was as early as 1910. And lastly, the Baker Street Irregulars think Sherlock Holmes' birthday is January 6th, because the great sleuth appears to be twice as keen on Twelfth Night as the Bard's other plays. Overall, I really enjoyed reading Shakespeare's romantic comedy play of Twelfth Night. I really love that he focused on a lot of themes, including desire, love, madness, disguise, and deception, with desire and love, Twelfth Night derives much of its comic force by satirizing these lovers. For example, Shakespeare pokes fun at Orsino's love poetry, making it very clear that Orsino's actually in love with the idea of being love. I like how the theme of madness overlaps the theme of desire and love. An example would be when Olivia said that her desire for Cesario is making her mad. The examples of madness are mostly metaphorical. Madness becomes a way for the characters to express the intensity of their romantic feelings. I also really love the idea of the deception in different ways. Viola's deception was not intentionally malicious. She actually felt really bad that she was deceiving others. While the prank that was played on Malvolio was intentionally malicious to make him look like a fool and for those 3 just to have fun. So yeah, Twelfth Night was a very fun play to read. I really enjoyed it, reading class with everyone. So yeah, thank you for listening. Bye!